agenda says March 6th, that is the March 13th, 2025 EMPO Technical Committee meeting this morning. I'm Lori Van Hook. Nate is not here today, so I'll help facilitate the meeting. Hope everyone's having a great day. So if we could get the meeting started, that would be great. Roll call.
Good morning, everyone. We will start a roll call with the people who are present here. So if you can state your name and your organization that you're with, and then I will go to the virtual. So Amir, would you like to start, please?
Amir Varshochi with the MPO.
Pamela Drock, MPO.
Luke Hill, NDOT.
Thomas Witt, KYTC.
Michael Bitsky, Evansville. Sayed Shuguta, the MPO.
Chai Mamidala, SJCA.
Carrie Aiken, MPO.
Jennifer Scott, MPO.
We also have Lorenzo Marsh, Aaron Schrieffer, and Matt Schrieffer from the MPO office in the audience. Now I will go through the participants online, and if you could answer with present in your organization that you're with. Brad Armstrong.
Yes, present, CSX Transportation.
Awesome, thank you. Rick Wilson.
Rick Wilson with METS.
Janet Pitt.
Present, Evansville Trails Coalition.
Welcome. Nick Hall.
Sorry, present, KYTC.
Thank you. Karen Brooks.
Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center.
Thanks. Jessica Waddle. She's with KYTC D2. Joseph.
Jonic, present, Evansville Trails Coalition.
And what's your last name? I'm sorry.
It's pronounced Jodik, DZIADYK.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Lori Van Hook.
Present, Evansville Trails Coalition.
Brandon Downing.
Present, BFNS.
And John Pekosovic.
Present, David Matthews Associates Appraisers.
Is there Jim? It looks like Jim Johnson.
Yeah, hi, Jim Johnson. I'm Intergovernmental Affairs Director for NDOT Central Office.
Great. And let's see, who else? Did I, is there anybody online that I did not account for?
Sure, Steve Raleigh, Ward County.
Okay, great. Thank you, Steve. Okay. Thank you, Lori.
Okay, so this year, I guess it's been another year. I don't know where how fast the year has passed for everybody else, but it just seems like we did this long ago. So item number two on the agenda is an election of the chair and vice chair of the technical committee. Do we have any nominations? Hearing none, I would like to mention that Nate is not here, and I'd like to nominate him for chair. All in favor?
I will second in his absence, but.
Can I have a vote since we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed to Nate being chair again in 2025? Okay, moving on to the vice chair. Do we have any nominations from the floor or online or a member to take that position? I don't mind remaining in that position in 2025 if we have no other nominees.
I nominate Lori.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Let's move on to item number 3 on the agenda for the approval of the minutes. They were included in your packet if you've had a chance to review them.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Do I have a second? Okay, we've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to old business, item number 4 with a project update.
All right, we will start with the LPA projects in Indiana. Vanderburgh County, Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. This project is under construction. Currently, about 50% of the new water services are installed. Estimating water service work and old water line abandonment to be completed by the end of March. Oak Hill Road from Lynch to St. George. This is in design. Utility coordination is nearing completion. 41 parcels have been acquired, 11 parcels have been accepted for offers and are being processed for payment, and 3 parcels are being condemned. Wimberg Road Bridge. The consultant is continuing to coordinate with CenterPoint Gas to determine relocation location. Right-of-way engineering is underway. The consultant received comments on the Section 106 submittal on January 25th of this year. They revised the archaeological report was submitted for review on February 5th of this year, and the geotechnical report is complete. Moving to Warwick County projects, Telephone Road, tree clearing and stump work is complete, and the water main relocation is underway on this construction project. Epworth Road Phase 1, the MPPA was approved in January of 2025, and the draft CE was submitted January 24th of this year. Public information meeting was held on January 22nd. Epworth Road Phase 2, the preliminary engineering contract has been awarded to Lockmuller Group. Oak Grove Road Phase 4, preliminary field check was held on January 28th. The geotech field investigation started February 3rd of this year. Moving to Kentucky projects, Green River Road sidewalk project. The city received a supplemental to their agreement that adds the construction phase. The agreement is expected to go to the city commission for approval. Wathen Lane project, cable TV and telephone road relocations are continuing on this construction project. And that's it for the LPA projects. I'll turn it over to NDOT.
Thank you. First project is Epworth Road, State Road 66, working on reflectivity and pavement markings. The next one is R42753. Pre-final inspection is being took place yesterday, and a post-design meeting is in the process of being scheduled to go over how the construction went during and how construction took place and how the designers designed. Contract R41410 US 41. Closing southbound diamond on ramp to begin reconstruction of the ramp and continue mainline reconstruction. Ramp is expected to be closed for 40 days. Contractor is installing storm sewer and grading ditches to final grade. And on the next page, contract R44898. These are intersection improvements at Stockwell, Crosspoint, Burkhart, and Van. Phase 2 is happening at Stockwell. Work in the median is ongoing. Center Point is nearing completion of their relocation at Burkhart. Contractor will be moving to Burkhart and Cross Point later this spring and early summer. Going down to slide correction, R44971, construction is continuing and will continue for this year. And then next project down, intersection improvements and bridge replacement. Same update as before, anticipate starting demolition on Railroad Bridge mid-March, so that should be taking place here soon. And then going to the next page, contract B44147. This is State Road 62 over Harper Ditch. Documents are being reviewed at central office and will go out for letting here in 2 months. And then US 41 at Lynch Road, R39923. Project got moved back again to a November 2028 letting due to lack of funds. Added right turn lane being added back into the design after getting approved. So that project is back on track and ongoing, and we have a kickoff meeting being held in the next few weeks. And then State Road 62 at Bakey Road and Stockwell, continuing stage 3 plan design, right away appraising continuing, and work plans for utilities are getting reviewed, and we are answering public questions that are being sent in from notices that were sent out. And then on the last page, US 41, just south of I-64 bridge replacements. Received updated estimates for both projects. Geotechnical investigation is ongoing and a notice to proceed was given. Utility coordination is ongoing. And then contract R44499. Intersection improvements at St. Petersburg Road. Additional design being proposed in southeast corner and is being reviewed. Utility and railroad coordination is ongoing. Schedule is going to be reviewed in a meeting here in a couple of weeks. Then the intersection improvement at State Road 57. Project letting was moved to 1-16-2030. Stage 1 design plans are currently getting developed and utility coordination is ongoing as well. And then State Road 57 at St. George, another intersection improvement. Project got moved back due to reshuffling taking place at central office. New letting date is now October 11th of 2029. Continued work on stage 1 design plans and starting to develop hydraulics for that project. And then a couple more that I'll talk about is a slide correction, R44506. Meeting will be held tomorrow to discuss alternative analysis from the geotech report. So they're going to discuss the boundaries and construction limits of the project and what would be the best way to go about fixing this slide. And the newer projects that were added down below, intersection improvement, bike pedestrian facilities, and other intersection improvements are all waiting on notice to proceed to start the design process. And that is what I have for the NDOT construction updates.
I just want to say, woo, that was just old business. So item number 5 on the agenda for new business.
All right, first we've got some TIP amendments to present to the board for approval. Both are submitted from NDOT. The first one is to eliminate a bridge painting project on I-69. The second project is to add a project for conflict warning system signs being installed at various locations throughout the district. Are there any questions? We need a vote on this one.
All right, so call for a motion.
So
the second.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, next, in your packet, you should have received some TIP modifications that have been processed since the last meeting. I won't go through all of them because there are quite a few. But in summary, we had 10 NDOT contracts that had some modifications made to, often just revising funding and/or moving fiscal years. We revised the funding for 3 LPA projects. And then for the capital and operating for nonprofits in terms of transit. And then we moved 5 safety projects for the city of Evansville from fiscal year 2026 to 2027. And those are just kind of highlights from those modifications. This is for informational purposes only. Next on the agenda, the Evansville MPO has completed a draft of fiscal year 2026-2030 Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP, and the associated conformity documentation. To do this development, we work cooperatively with state and local partners, as well as transit agencies, to develop the next 5 years of funding for the city of Evansville, city of Henderson, Vandenberg, Warwick, and Henderson counties. A 30-day public comment period will open March 17th and will go through April 16th of this year. The draft document and conformity document will be available at the office during normal office hours, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. There will also be a PDF document option on the Evans MPO website. Open houses for information exchange on the TIP, as well as any other planning issues, will be held March 31st in Henderson County Public Library, and that will be from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. And then on April 2nd, from 12:30 to 1:30, open house will be held at the Pagoda here in Evansville. And then from 4:30 to 5:30 on April 2nd at Bell Road Library in Newburgh. All are welcome and encouraged to attend. We will send out a notice when it's up and running on the website, both documents. We've also will send out this flyer, as Amir is showing on the screen now, that has a summary of the public open houses and then contact information should you have any questions or want to submit comments on the document.
Matt, will you ask Pam, all right. Pam, will you ask Matt to send me your graphic, and I'll make sure to get those posted on our electronic message boards.
Sure will. Thank you very much for your coordination.
You're welcome.
So the firm will be presenting items D and E, and these need approvals. So when people make a first or second, if you could say your name in front of that to make sure that we have a lot of people online today and here that are present, we just want to make sure that our minutes are good. And also Doug Boom just entered the virtual meeting. Thank you.
Okay, so the item D is the 2025 transit targets for the TAM and PTSP, and these will require approval from the committee. In previous years, Metz and Hart were required to develop annual transit asset management targets that received approval from the MPO technical and policy committees. In late 2024, Hart became eligible to file grant applications with KYTC under the Section 5311 program. Due to this transition, Hart joined the State of Kentucky Group Transit Asset Management Plan. The MPO, however, will continue to gather data from METS to calculate the end of the previous year performance metrics and set the end of the year, the end of the current year targets. Although not required, the MPO also calculates performance metrics and sets targets for nonprofit vehicles. With your approval of these targets, the MPO will include them in the TIP and MTP documents. The table on the back of this memo, those provided in the agenda, includes the TAM performance measure definitions, end of year 2024 performance metrics, and the end of 2025 TAM targets. Also, starting in 2021, Metz and Hart were required to develop annual safety targets. Section 5311 does not require the need for the safety targets and metrics for Hart. The MPO will continue to gather annual safety targets for Metz. These targets are listed in the Public Transit Agency Safety Plan for Metz. The MPO will continue to adopt these targets and add to the TIP and MTP documents. The table on the back of the memo includes the safety performance measure definitions, end of 2023 performance metrics, and the end of 2025 safety targets. Again, we're requesting your approval for the end of 2025 TAM and PTAS targets for the inclusion in the TIP and MTP.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Chair Wilson, I make a motion to approve as stated.
The second.
Mike Kubitsky, I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. Item E.
And the last item I have is an amendment for the 2023 through 2027 Coordinated Public Transit Human Services Transportation Plan. And this, we're requesting your approval for this one as well. A draft of the amended 2023 through 2027 Coordinated Public Transit Human Services Transportation Plan was made available for public comment from February 20th through March 7th via the Evansville MPO website. A public open house and public hearing was held at the MPO Technical and Policy Committee meetings today. The plan identifies the transit needs of seniors and individuals with a disability in Vandenberg, Warwick, and Henderson counties. The amendment is requested to add additional nonprofit agencies, and in addition, KYTC required an update to the Henderson Area Rapid Transit section of the document to reference the FTA Section 5311 funding, as well as adding the Hart current budgetary information and future estimated expenditures. During the public comment period, the MPO was required to make additional updates to the document, removing all reference to environmental justice or EJ per an executive order issued by President Donald Trump. The MPO received no comments during the comment period. As stated, the MPO is requesting your approval and adoption of the amended 2023 through 2027 Coordinated Public Transit Human Services Transportation Plan, and the final version can be found on the MPO website. The next update will be in 2027 for the 2028 through 2032 coordinated plan.
A motion to approve the request.
John Petkosic, so moved.
Have a second, please.
Mark Wilson, I'll make a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Any other business and item number 6 of the agenda? Any public comments? Okay, so item number 8, upcoming events, CUI 2025 MPO technical meetings, March 13th, just today, July 10th, September 11th, and November 13th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Thomas, no? Witt, motion to adjourn.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I hope you have a great day. The sun is shining, so. It's better already.